In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, Jesus is talking to the remaining 11 disciples. Judas has slithered out to set in motion the betrayal of Jesus. Jesus has told the disciples that Peter will falter and that he will be going away, but that he will also be present with them through another comforter, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Because of that, there was no need to worry or be anxious, to be frightful. They would not be alone as they lived their lives in a post-crucifixion, post-resurrection world. They didn't completely understand it at the time, but they would come to understand it on that great day of Pentecost. But Jesus is still encouraging them with these truths. The latest truth that he has exhorted them with is to abide in him. But the how-to of abiding is never really explained until we get to verses 9 through 11. And this how-to is crucial. It's not been left up to us to decide for ourselves the way in which we will abide in Christ. He's the one who gives us these instructions. And so Jesus gives a comparison in verse 9 to consider and ponder between the love the Father has shown to Jesus and the love Jesus has shown to the disciples. The comparison words are as and so. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. And when we come across comparisons, we need to stop and contemplate what's going on, or else we'll miss the force of the comparison and misinterpret the text. And there's much to consider in this comparison, as also there's much to rule out. The specific way God loves the Son is called his love of complacency. This is how the Puritans defined this aspect of God's love. In other words, God is satisfied. He takes pleasure in the work of the Son. We can see this as we look back through the Gospel of John and see where he mentions the Father's love for the Son. And it's that particular love that Jesus is speaking of here in John 15:9, in how he has loved and continues to love his own disciples. When they submit to the words and the teachings of Jesus in faith, Jesus smiles upon them and envelops them with his love. And by this, they are abiding in him, abiding in his word, remaining in the atmosphere of this particular dynamic of the love of Christ, experiencing the warmth of his presence. So what is Jesus saying to the disciples? It's like this. You've followed me this far. You've walked with me through mobs of people that wanted to kill me. You have stayed with me even when others turned their backs and walked away. And because of this, I've taken great pleasure in you. Keep it up. Keep trusting. Keep walking with me day by day, and you will continue to know and experience the warmth of my pleasure. Today, as you walk with Christ and as you pray, please pray for Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Kasubi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania, Niger, and the Congo.